please.
What about Mr. Weisel?
One moment. Mr. Weisel, sir.
You got him?
Ready.
Yes?
Hello.
Eddie, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Chief?
Fine. Where are you?
I'm in my office.
Well, sound like you're way down the well somewhere.
Oh, do you hear me now?
Yeah, we must have 4 or 5 lines tapped here.
Yeah.
Well, did you have a good time in California?
Very good, yes. We went there on the Hertz Scholarship Foundation.
Yeah, I knew that. I just talked to General Heaton about General MacArthur, and he said he's doing better.
Oh.
That he walked the line of the corridor yesterday and had a good bowel movement about midnight, and he's feeling much better today, and they're awfully happy.
Well, I'm glad of that.
You might tell Dick.
I will.
Tell Dick I also got his Los Angeles papers, and I appreciate him very much.
Yes.
Tell him that this fella Conniff and this little girl Means that wrote that story had me out of it, that they've done the best job anybody's done for me. The rest of them just talk about being friends, but I haven't seen Newhouse yet, and I don't know, but I think you ought to bring him down for lunch someday.
Well, whenever you say, I'll bring him down.
Well,
He's all for you.
We'll try to work it out the latter part of this week.
Okay.
How's little Eddie? Tell him he oughtn't have done that, helping those negroes that way, but his heart is the right place, but he oughtn't to do it. Because they'll be breaking him. He better take it and give that little baby.
No, that is nothing. That was a very small thing. He thought he'd divert their attention to Africa where it belongs.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to do, and I know he feels better.
He's trying to get 1,000 young men. $100 each for a young men's president's club.
Well, that'd be
wonderful.
He's
got a committee now, 40, meeting at his house Tuesday, and I think that would be a good thing, and I think
we
need young
men. That would sure be wonderful. Say, I don't want to discuss it with anybody. I'll discuss it with you when you get down here. I wouldn't even tell my daddy. But, we have a friend that, you know, it's kind of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I have run into about 3 or 4 things, very direct. And it's worse than you explained in Los Angeles. A whole lot worse than you could even believe. And he's up having lunch today with the Wall Street Journal. They're getting a big article on Ms. Johnson's TV. They've been calling all afternoon to talk to Mr. Kellum, and I found out that pretty definite that's where the Baker thing started.
Yeah, sure.
And the Journal has gone back and trying to take all the logs and calling everybody that ever had any business transaction and gone over to Frank Stanton, and they went to his post. They told Stanton that they'd been to ABC and NBC, and that Sarnoff's group at NBC had given them a lot of information, and ABC had given them a lot of information they wanted Stanton to. Stanton said, well, I just never had any contact with anybody but Mr. Kellum. They said, well, I don't understand how you could do that, and what ABC and NBC, and says,
you don't believe that.
I don't know.
I better call up Leonard and David.
I don't know. I think that probably just stirred up more. I told at least one of my friends told Stanton to just tell him himself what the Wall Street Journal was quoting them as saying. Stanton doesn't believe they ever said it. He thinks that they're lying, but he said somebody down the line might want to be a big shot. But the Wall Street Journal has just been all over Texas, gone to every business transaction he ever had, and this fellow had a big lunch with him today.
You know who his intermediary with Dick is, don't you?
No.
Tom Deacon.
Hmm. That's interesting, isn't it?
But he's doing that on the pretext of doing it for the library, you know. That he's been working for him on the library. Memorial Library.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand, Tom.
He went there with him, you know, to see Dick.
When was this?
This was about 2 weeks ago. I told Walter about it.
Well, Walter don't let me in on things. He never does tell me much.
He went there with that party to see Dick.
Yeah.
And the arrangement was that Tom would be the intermediary. They asked for a lot of publicity for the library, you know. But that's one of the vehicles they use of keeping the thing alive, you know.
Yeah.
Did Walter show you that letter I got from a county chairman?
No.
Well, I'll have to tell him to show it to you. Well, he expressed great delight in having that particular fellow out of the National Committee. Expressed the hope that...
Well, he went on up, you know, after he saw this fellow upstate, Trotty.
Yeah.
He went on up New Hampshire. And he hired this fellow Swain that we had refused to hire for us because we didn't think we ought to take committee funds and use it to, for our own benefit to even get our own name written in. And he got up there and hired him to get the other fellow's name written in. And then they had a fellow hotel owner from Florida call up and raise hell with the governor and tell say he'd be Andy Kennedy if he didn't get to work. So the governor came out. And I don't know how we ought to treat it. I guess just ignore it.
I think so. I don't think it means anything.
Well, it'll mean a lot in publicity because it's already fills the papers here.
Yeah.
The Star's got a big editorial today saying that the Kennedy name is magic and this means that he'll be swept in. And I talked to a fellow today, said that the Star and the Newsweek's got a fellow named Islam. And Star's got a woman named Miriam Ottenberg, and Tony Lewis of the Times, and say they just sit inside the office all the time. Said he went in the other day, and one of them said, you can use this part of the story in New Hampshire, and you can use the other part in New Hampshire. And they were directing it all right from there.
Well, don't let us get your goat. Because you are so strong and so beloved by the vast majority of the people that this is going to work. It's better to have it gotten off this early, you know, than later on. Because I think it's being resented in many places.
I don't understand, though, why the Wall Street Journal, I'm more conservative than any man they've had in 20 years, why they'd want to beget me.
I don't either. I can't understand it. Who owns that thing?
I have no idea.
I'll find out.
Kilgore.
This fellow Novak that writes with Roland Evans.
Yeah.
He used to be the financial editor there.
He used to work for him, yeah. He was a reporter for him.
I'll find out what's behind this because it's contrary to the beliefs of their readers. You know, their readers are pro-Johnson people.
Without telling them about the article, I wish you'd get one or two financial men to tell this fellow Kilgore, who's the editor, that they sure think we're doing a good job. I thought I'd touch him up a little bit the other day, and I told the market went from 722 to 806.
Yes, there must be something. Something behind that. I'm going to try to find out what it is. I know some of the boys there.
You get a hold of this Newhouse and see if he could come down Thursday or Friday, and if he can't, call me back.
Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, and just leave in the call till I get out of a meeting. Just tell him you get word to me and you want to talk to him, and then I'll call you when I get out of a meeting.
All right.
You just ask him if he'd like to come Thursday or Friday. Tell him you're coming down and visiting. I told you a lot of times I'd like to visit with him.
Yeah, you want him for lunch?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call you.
And then I can visit you on some other things.
Fine.
Goodbye.